Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. God, you're the Holy, Holy Lamb. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. The Holy, Holy Lamb. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high. Great is the Lord on high.
Hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah, and I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah.
Declare it, church.
Fear lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Oh, sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes and fights for me. Oh, sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes and fights for me. Sing a little louder. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm. Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Oh, I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Praise the hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. I 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 raise a hallelujah.
A friend of mine.
promises. You are faithful, you are faithful, and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful.
Come on, my soul,
Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Oh, I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
There is no grace.
so with you to live and never die. Though in you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness.
Sing it again.
You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness.
One more time. Jesus.
You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love
you, Jesus. We love you. Words just can't express our gratitude, our love, our thankfulness. Oh, Father, hear our hearts cry. We want to know you more. Father, we just lay down our agendas of what we think should be or how it should be. Father, we just yield ourselves to you. Father, we pray that our ears will be open to your word coming through Pastor Brad. Father, I pray that our hearts are receptive to receive that word and that it will move us into a heart of change. Lord, we don't want to stay the same. I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to stay the same. Not business as usual. I want to hear your voice clearly, and I want to walk in the path that you say to walk in. Father, I yield all that to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Before we begin this morning, why don't we stand, hold hands with one another, and pray for one another. If you don't know their name, then ask them. And if you're having any specific problems, maybe squeeze the hand of the person near you. I let them know that you need extra prayer this morning, and they will definitely do that. Pray for yourself that the Lord would open your heart to the message today. Pray for the ones you're holding hands with, and pray for me if you would. Okay. Lord, I thank you that you're ever present with us. I thank you that you walk with us. You encourage us, you guide us, you strengthen us. And Lord, you said you were a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Lord, you know the things that we go through. You can identify with us when we go through difficult trials and tribulations. And Lord, you are such a glorious God. It just amazes me that you are so familiar with us, that you know everything about us, and yet you still want to have fellowship with us. And so, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and give you the honor. And Lord, there's been some sadness here today, and I'm not sure why. And so, Lord, we just give that to you. Lord, I pray that you would heal broken hearts, that you would encourage us. Lord, it's not always, this life is not always the greatest, as you well know. But Lord, we do know that we can trust in you whenever things are not what we would have them be. And so, Lord, our trust is in you, our hope is in you. And God, we just ask right now that you would, God of all comfort, comfort us in our times of grief, in our times of loss, in those dark times. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. So I'm going to ask, if you're a veteran, would you just stand and let us recognize you and thank you for your service? Wonderful. It's about a fourth of our congregation. Not quite, but very close. So anyway, I appreciate all of you and all that you've done for our country and for me personally. We are able to experience the freedoms we have because of you, and I thank you for that. Thank you for your service. I shared with you a few weeks ago a message, All Eyes on Israel, and gave several reasons for the eyes being on Israel. And one of those reasons is that when we look at Israel, we can identify markers of Jesus' second coming. He's going to be returning, and every Christian is awaiting that eventful day. Man, wouldn't it be great if it were today? Come on! Yeah, John and others said, come, Lord Jesus, come. And I don't think they just whispered it. I think, come on, let it be today. Well, we're going to look at a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 24. And I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's like 2,300 prophecies concerning Jesus' second coming in the Old Testament. And over 300 in the New Testament of Jesus' second coming. And there's a lot of people who claim to be prophets. There's a lot throughout the ages who have prophesied about different things. But did you know that not all of them get it right? But the Bible is bats a thousand. Every time there's a prophecy in Scripture, either it has already been fulfilled or it will be fulfilled. And so we can look at God's Word and talk about and look at and listen to and embrace the things that God has told us about, the things that are coming. I get excited whenever I think about Jesus' coming. However, there are some things prior to his coming that I don't really get excited about. And we're going to talk about that today. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus was the prophet of all prophets. He was the prophet. As a matter of fact, Scripture calls him the Word. And my understanding is whenever the prophets received the word to give the prophecies to us, it came through Jesus because he is the Word. And so we're going to look at these prophecy today in Matthew chapter 24 and look at what Jesus said about the end times, because this was something that the disciples had on their minds and they asked him about. So we're just going to go through, it's like 51 verses. We're not going to go through all 51 verses. You say, praise the Lord. But we are going to go through 13 of these verses. All right. And we're going to take a look at what is coming up at the end. Matthew 24, 1 and 2, Jesus went out and departed from the temple. You know, we got to do, let's just stand and read. And I didn't put the whole thing up because I was going to preach it a different way, but I've got to read the whole thing. Matthew chapter 24, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version this morning. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." In verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Amen. Michael, would you pray for me this morning as I begin?
Thank you for your prayer. You're always looking out for us, even when we're not even thank you for that. And I just pray that you would fill that with us. So that he might be saying to us that we can know that despite all the calamity that you are always trustworthy, and your word shall be. And thank you for that, Heavenly Father. You are so awesome. Thank you so much for your love for us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, pray that your word.
Amen. Thank you, man. You may be seated. So Jesus was departing from the temple, and the disciples said, hey, Jesus, come look at this temple. And I'm sure Jesus had seen it before. Okay? I'm sure he had seen it before. But there was something that, as a matter of fact, if the temple were still today, it would be one of the 8 wonders of the world, because it was so magnificent. Some saw it as a sun beaming on the hill. People would go up to the temple. They would go up, and it was like the sun would blaze on it, and it would just like. Have you seen the morning sunrise here recently? Many of them are just beautiful, beautiful, just gorgeous. And so this temple is like just gorgeous. It's just magnificent. And the disciples are saying to Jesus, "Hey, come look at this." It reminds me of a kid who is exploring maybe on the beach or something, and look at what I found, Daddy. And see, it kind of reminds me of that. The disciples are going to Jesus, "Look at this, look at this, look at this. How magnificent, how wonderful." And Jesus says these words, "There's coming a day, and there's not going to be one stone left upon another Now, he was prophesying 40 years in advance. Because what the disciples didn't know and what Jesus did know was that the Romans were going to come in and Titus, the commander, was going to come in and overtake Jerusalem. Now, according to Josephus, Titus was not one to destroy temples. As a matter of fact, the Romans would go in from to one country and then another country, and yet they would leave their temples intact. It was not Titus's desire to destroy the temple. But somehow, well, if you know anything about the temple, some of it was inlaid with gold on the inside. They had gold furnishings in the temple. And somehow the temple caught on fire. Those beautiful cedar beams and of Lebanon were destroyed. Somebody had, I don't know if it was a flaming arrow. I don't know what caused the temple to catch on fire. But the temple caught on fire, and the gold that was inlaid and the gold of the furnishings began to run down into the crevices and cracks of the rocks and the stones on the temple. And so after the siege of Rome, the plunderers came in and they started taking all the stones apart to get to the gold that was in the crevices and rocks. Now, only Jesus knew that. And that's why Jesus said, there's coming a day when there's not going to be one stone left upon another in this temple. And I've never been to Israel. I've talked to people who've been to Israel, and they've told me that there's not one stone left at the temple. Not one. Now, the Wailing Wall, of course, is separate from the temple. It was a wall surrounding the temple, but it was not the temple itself. And of course, the Wailing Wall is there, and people are going, even today, to the Wailing Wall and lifting up their prayers and praise to the Lord. So Jesus was talking about this time. The disciples asked him, Jesus, he talked three questions on verse 3. Now, he sat at the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? So here's what the disciples wanted to know. When is the temple going to be destroyed? When are you coming again? And what's the end of the age going to look like? And I think all of us kind of have those same questions, especially. And so the last of the chapter is devoted to answering the last two questions that these disciples asked. And Jesus answered and said to them, verse 4, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. These things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. And so Jesus starts out with the signs. World calamity is the first sign. World calamity. So there are deception by those who claim to be Christ. How many of you remember Rajneesh claimed to be Christ? Sun Young Moon claimed to be Christ. Muhammad calls himself a prophet, the last prophet after Christ. So he's better than Christ. He's more than. Okay. So Jesus said in the last days, there's going to be false prophets who call themselves the Christ. All through the ages, and I remember several of them. There are some of other so-called prophets in the world today who think they're all of that and more. Okay? So that's going, Jesus said, this is going to happen. But listen, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. There's a lot of deception going on today. And if you're not careful, you're going to be deceived. We're going to be talking about false prophets later on in this passage of Scripture. Right now, we're talking about false Christ. The same applies, don't be deceived. If you hear someone who says that I'm the Christ, you can just kind of like, man, that guy's nuts. Because Jesus said when he comes, he's going to be coming from the east. He's going to be coming in the clouds. You remember when the disciples were watching Jesus ascend into heaven after 40 days after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven. And the angel was, and I would be like them. I'm just like gazing, like, whoa. And the angel comes to them and says, what you standing around for? You need to be in Jerusalem. You need to be obedient to what God told you to do. Because listen, in the same manner that Jesus was taken up into heaven will be just like when he comes back. And you'll see it. You'll know it. And so, these false prophets, these false Christs, you need to be very careful that you're not deceived by them, because Jesus is the only way to heaven. And if you believe in anyone else or anything else, then you're going to miss heaven's doors. And so don't be deceived when these false Christs come. What are the signs? Deception by those who claim to be the Messiah. The second one is destruction and division are on the horizon. Wars and rumors of wars. Well, that's been going on forever, right? It's been going on forever. There have been major wars throughout the world in history. According to the Geneva Academy, an organization that monitors conflicts around the world, more than 45 armed conflicts are currently taking place throughout the Middle East and North Africa right now. Right now. We hear what's going on in Israel. We hear what's going on in Gaza. We don't hear about the other 44 conflicts that are going on throughout the world. Ukraine, we hear about Ukraine, exactly. So we don't hear about the other 43 that are going on around the world. So many, myself included, are wondering if this Israeli conflict is going to perpetuate us into World War III, or if it's going to be a sign of Ezekiel 38 and 39, when certain entities get involved, not just by supplying weapons, but actually begin to come against Israel. And I think I understand those passages correctly, that Gog is Persia and Magog is Russia. And so Persia now is Iran. So the more we look at the news and be able to see what's going on, we can probably back up and say, man, it's really, really, really getting close to Jesus's return. That's what Jesus was talking about. Another world calamity is disease, famine, and earthquakes are in various places. And they're increasing in intensity and frequency. As the time draws near, as time for Jesus to come, earth, you're going to see more and more earthquakes. As time draws near, you're going to see more and more famines. As time draws near, you're going to see more and more people with disease. As time draws near, the calamity of the world, things in this world are going to get horrible. And we can kind of see it now, right? Ukraine provided, I forget what, 30 or 40% of the world's grain over that section. And now they can't provide anything because of the war going on. Somebody told me the other day that America actually supplies 40% of the grain to China. I wasn't aware of that. I tried to look it up and our internet was down here. And so I wasn't able to verify that. But we've had a lot of drought here in the United States. We've had a lot of flooding here in the United States. We've had a lot of environmental conditions in the United States has not been conducive for a lot of the farmers to produce their crops. I remember a few years ago, there were farmers in the Middle East who had inherited farms and could not continue with them, and they were going bankrupt, and several of them committed suicide because they were not able to continue the generational farms. And it's grievous. But Scripture, Jesus said, this is what's going to take place. As time draws near, this is what's going to take place. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I just have to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said it's going to get worse. Okay, that's what he said. And I guess I'll have to agree with him that because he's a better prophet than I am, right? So Jesus said it's going to get worse, but there's hope. And I'm going to get that, get to you at the end, okay? So don't get depressed and stop and leave now because there's more, there's better stuff coming, okay? There's better stuff coming, but not yet. He then says, evil will abound toward Christians. Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. We'll betray one another. We'll hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness... Okay, I want to stop there. So here's what we find. There's in tribulation and persecution comes against Christians. Some of you are going through that now. You've told me your stories. Some of you are there. Your family members are turning against you. Others are turning against you. Because you hold true to the Word of God. Christians all over the world are being persecuted. We don't, unless you're reading Book of the Martyrs or reading other social events that take place in the world, you may not know that. But all over the world, in India, in China, in Iran, in Afghanistan, some of them, you cannot let them know you're a Christian or they'll kill you. Okay? So, Jesus said this is coming. In many, and what happens is, in these other countries, authorities turn their head, or either they are participants in the persecution and the oppression. And this will increase. So why is that? Why is that? Well, Scripture says that there's people are offended. People are offended. Did you know the Word of God causes offense? Followers of Christ are hated because they hold to the Word of truth. There are certain moral instructions that God doesn't bend on. And Christians ought not either. And so Christians are pretty narrow-minded when God says that there is only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. Christians are pretty narrow-minded in that when God says certain activities are sin, we agree with him, right? And so when we don't agree with them and we agree with God, that offends people. So we're going to be hated. Not everybody's going to love us. I want to be loved by everybody. But did you know that not everybody loves me? The world says that sin is no big deal. And so either they choose a different means of their salvation, or they say there is no God, or they say that God really didn't mean what he said. But the truth is, this is not my word. This is God's word. That's the truth. And Christians who do not bend, they do not bow, they did not budge from this word will be hated on. praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Christians who stand on truth. Christians will be hunted down and killed, such as what's taking place in Afghanistan, Iran, China, and other places in the world. Then he goes on to say, loved ones will betray you. Those you thought were your friends will turn you over to the authorities, such as what happens in China on a daily basis, such as what Judas did to Jesus. Not everybody likes Christians. Matter of fact, Jesus said that if you are a follower of me, you're going to be hated. That's what he said. Now, I'm not saying that you should go around trying to offend everybody. Okay, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying you should get in people's face and be all that la 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 and call you. That's not the love of Christ. That's not what Jesus did, right? Matter of fact, if you read this Jesus' accounts and his life story, he was loving people. He was helping people. He was healing people. He was touching people nobody else would touch. He was hugging folks nobody else would hug. He had the children come sit on his lap. And when all the disciples and they said, oh, you don't have time for you, he had time for you. Okay? And that's the way we ought to be. And if people are offended because we love them, then let's let them be offended. But don't be offensive in your demeanor. Does that make sense? Okay. So if you're going to be, if they're going to be offended because you love them and because you, and you speak truth because you love them, then that's on them. That's not on you. Okay. I've known some of you have said, well, some people have defriended me or unfriended me on social media because speaking truth in love. Next, evil abounds everywhere. Okay, so we were talking about, in just a minute, evil would abound toward Christians. Now we're talking about evil abounds everywhere. Scripture says false prophets will abound. The difference between a false Christ and a false prophet is you can turn your television on or look on social media and lies are just being spewed forth. Okay? And if you're not careful, if you don't know God's word, you can be taken in by those things. And you can embrace the lies and reject the truth. I want to encourage you to know what truth is so that when lies come to the surface, you can say, hey, I'm not going there. You don't have to embrace everything that comes across your screen. Don't be gullible. Not everybody is going to tell you the truth, right? Not everybody's going to tell you there. Sometimes even preachers will often tell you what you want to hear. So-called preachers will tell you what you want to hear rather than what you need to hear. And so what you need to do is have your ears open to what you ought to hear and what truth is and reject those things that are not of God. Reject it. Don't walk in it. Don't embrace it. The world has a whole lot of junk they want to feed you, but you don't have to eat it, right? You don't have to eat the junk food. You can stand strong and say, you know what? I appreciate what you're sharing with me, but the Bible says this, and I would rather believe God than you. You don't have to say than you. But they'll get the picture, okay? They'll get the picture. So evil abounds everywhere. False prophets will abound. So a false prophet is just one who just speaks lies. How many of you lived in the day when your word was your bond? If you said something, then that's the way it's going to be, no matter what. Our generation's going to pass away. You know, I still believed that until I got swindled several times. It's like, huh. Because I learned the proverb that a good name is better than riches. And if you're a Smith, the only reason you're not a Smith is because somebody in your family line committed a robbery or was a criminal. That's a joke. Took you a while. But anyway, we need to, our names mean something. And you need to teach your children your name means something. And you need to be honorable with the name. Because once your name is gone, once your name is sullied, then what do you have? People will know you, not by your name, but what you did. Right? Evil abounds everywhere. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Up is down. Down is up. And it's getting worse every day. And it's almost as if the world leaders contend with one another to see who can fabricate the biggest lie. Second thing, evil abounds everywhere. Lawlessness abounds. Lawlessness, that's what Jesus said. Lawlessness is going to abound. Man, I have never seen anything since 2020. Everything just went berserk. And everything was like no holds barred. You just do what you want to do. Doesn't matter who you hurt. Doesn't matter what businesses you destroy. It doesn't matter. No consequences whatsoever. Lawlessness abounds. And if there's no consequences, then people think they can just continue to do it and not have any consequences. And they get all of the stuff that they've stolen or whatever. And I'm sure you've seen on the news and other places, social media, where they have, I don't remember what you call them, where this pack of kids go in a store and just rampantly just steal things and nobody can do anything because it's a cluster of kids doing it. Yeah. And they just take everything. Just take everything. Lawlessness abounds. Jesus said that's what's going to happen. And guess what? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Scripture also says that hatred is going to abound. And love is absent. Does this sound like a world we live in? Shootings, muggings, killings practically every day in Portland. I saw where two deputies were run over by a car just because they were deputies. Lawlessness abounds. Hatred abounds. Scripture says that love will grow cold. People won't even know what love is anymore. They won't care what love is because it's all about me. All about my wants. All about my desires. And you need to give to me. I'm privileged. I'm entitled. You need to give to me because I'm me. Love will grow cold. Do you know any cold people? What? Pardon? No, Minnie, I thought you said I'm mad now. No. Yeah, so the love of many will grow cold. The love, listen, even Scripture says in another portion, even the very elect can be deceived. So you've got to keep your radar on. You've got to keep your ears open. You've got to keep your heart in the right place or you're going to be deceived. So The last thing is, where is there hope? Where is there hope? Scripture says in verse 13 and 14, but he who endures to the end shall be saved, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. See, things will go from bad to worse, and from worse to worser, if that's a word, and continually get bad, and continue to get worse. But Jesus said this, listen, don't let your hearts be troubled. Verse 6, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. I know as I was preaching some of this message, some of your anxiety levels just going, stop it. So Jesus said, listen, no matter what you face, and some of you are facing some hard things right now, today. In this statement, Jesus is saying to you, don't let your heart be troubled. No matter how bad it gets, don't let your heart be troubled. No matter how difficult it becomes, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Listen to this passage of Scripture in John 14, 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Listen, did you know you can make a choice on whether you're going to be troubled, whether you're going to be afraid, or whether you're going to walk in peace? That's your choice. Now, let me just tell you where I am. Sometimes I get troubled. Sometimes I lose my peace, but then I get to decide how long I'm going to stay there, right? I get to stay. I can choose whether it's 3 minutes, 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years, if I'm going to let my heart be troubled, or if I'm going to say, "Who? Lord, I don't like this place. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm going to walk in freedom." Jesus is the only one who can give us that. He's the only one. He's the only one. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Listen, when we take our eyes off of the one who can bring peace and put our eyes on the world and the troubles that come, you're going to lose your peace. So I want to ask you a question. What are your eyes on? What are your eyes on? Amen. Because he's the only one who's going to bring you peace in troubled times. And if you get sidetracked, even for a minute, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, said, man, every time I watch the news, I just get all upset. I'm thinking, and told him, don't watch the news. Yeah. You don't like to get upset? Turn that thing off. Second thing, those who endure to the end will be saved. Now listen, we aren't saved by enduring, but we endure because we're saved. If you're not saved, you cannot endure. It's not possible to endure during difficult times if you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Can't do it. Won't happen. You can try. It's not going to happen. Try all you might. It's not going to work. But if you believe, if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've made him Lord of your life, and you're trying to follow him, and you are not just a believer, but a follower of Jesus Christ, you will endure to the end. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's not us, it's Jesus in us that causes us to be able to walk in the manner that he has asked us to walk, even in the most difficult times. Thank you, Jesus, that it's not my power, but it's his power. So not only does Jesus say peace, don't fear, but also endure. And that's wonderful. Here's a wonderful promise. He says that everyone in the world is going to hear the gospel. Everyone in the world is going to hear that Jesus lived a perfect life. He was born, he lived a perfect life. He died for your sins on a cross, and he rose again the third day. Everyone in the world is going to hear that message, and they're going to have the opportunity to either accept him or they're going to have an opportunity to reject him. But everyone throughout the world is going to hear the gospel message. I don't know if you're familiar with the Revelation media or not, but actually they've put the Bible in picture form. And so basically anyone in the world, and they've made it so you can watch it on your phone. How many people in the world have phones? When I was in Haiti, there were people who didn't have food to eat, but they had phones. Revelation Media has just finished an episode of how a person becomes a Christian. And it has to do with Jesus' death and resurrection, and then gives the gospel story. It's a beautiful thing. And it's being shown all over the world. And what is a neat thing about this Revelation Media is that they're putting it all in picture form, and anybody from a different country can translate it into their own language if they know English. And so pretty soon it's going to be, bam, all over the world. Sweet! I was reading this morning, and he said there's people in Pakistan, in China, in Sudan, and other places in the world. And just this little time, there's been over 100,000 who've reached out to receive Christ. Just from that little Revelation Media. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So time has come. Did you know that time is near? Did you know that Jesus' coming is near? So the question I have for you is, are you ready? That's the question. The question of the day is, are you ready? If Jesus were to come before I finish this message, are you ready? Are you ready? Now, Jesus didn't share this prophecy to frighten you. He shared this prophecy so that you could be ready. That's the reason he shared this prophecy. So, are you prepared? Because ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, here I come. I know if you have had children, you've played hide and go seek with your children, and you go and you hide, and maybe you don't even get hidden, and they say, ready or not, here I come, and man, you're just trying to find a place that this big body can fit, and they don't see you. Ready or not, here I come. So, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Are you standing on his word? Are you just a believer, or are you a follower of Christ? Because there's a lot of people who believe with their head, but they've never received him in their heart. And there's a difference. There's a big difference. Because I used to be one of those. And so Jesus is asking you, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I'm coming. Ready or not. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here today and don't feel like that you are ready, if Jesus were to come today, you're not ready, I would like to help you to get ready. If you've never received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to help you with that. If you're here today, would you just share with me that uplifted hand? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call your name, but I will lead you in a prayer to help you be begin that relationship with Jesus Christ. Is there anyone here? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, church, I'm going to ask you to pray with us, because I want you to pray this out loud. And this would encourage those who've raised their hands. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm not ready for you. But I want to be ready. I have sinned against you. And I know it grieves your heart. Lord, forgive me. I don't want to grieve you anymore. But I can't do that without your help. And dear Lord Jesus, I know you died for me to take away my sin. I give my sin to you right now. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on my behalf. I give you my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make me a child of God's. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to have a time of invitation. And I'll ask our worship team to come forward and lead us in a time of worship and a time of decision. If you need to talk to me, I'd like for you, if you've raised your hand and this is something that you want in your life, I'd like for you to talk to me either while I'm here at the front or after church today. Because Scripture says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will also be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Let's stand together as we sing.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you. All about you. Of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. Sing that again. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though
can pour. All I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands, singing majesty, majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty, Jesus, majesty. You are majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand, Jesus, majesty. Oh, your majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, but the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Majesty.
Just as I am, empty-handed, but alive in your hand. You are majesty, majesty. Forever I am changed.
grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed, I'm alive in your hand. You are majesty, majesty. Forever I am changed by your love.
Visited us today. Praise the Lord. Goldie prayed to receive Christ as her personal Lord and Savior
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As did Brock.
Hallelujah.
And so praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Jesus. Greg, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Mm-hmm.